acharyas who we are following are also having the four, are also human beings only. So how are they beyond four defects? And if they are not, then how can we follow them, because they are also having the same problems?
Yeah. So are the acharyas free from the four defects? If they are not, how can we follow them? So firstly, if we look at Srila Prabhupada's statements himself, Srila Prabhupada never claimed that his authority is there because he is free from the four defects. He said that his authority is that he is repeating the message of the scriptures, which is coming from a source that is free from the four defects. That source is Krishna. So, first of all, Srila Prabhupada never himself claimed that he is free from four defects. So then we don't have to superimpose that conception on the acharyas, that only if they are free from the four defects can the knowledge that they give be perfect. No, that is not the essential qualification of the acharya. Surely the acharya is free from many of the blemishes that afflict all of us lesser mortals, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the acharya is omniscient. The acharya is not God, and the acharya never claims to be God. So if the acharya is saying that the knowledge that I am giving is perfect, it is because that knowledge is coming from a perfect source and it has been passed down properly. So to understand this once again, the principle here is that the acharyas are not just manufacturers of the scripture, they are messengers of the scripture. So it's not that they are creating their own scripture. Now, if somebody is going to create one's own ideas, then that is questionable, because no person is actually free from the four defects in this world. Now, again, if you want to see what do we mean by free from the four defects, see, the principle of why do the scriptures talk about the four defects? Jiva Goswami talks about it in the Tattva Sandarbha, which is one of his most important books. He says that if we are not free from the four defects, then we cannot determine what is the truth. But the acharyas are never claiming that they are determining the truth. They are not determining the truth, they are acquiring or receiving the truth. So determining the truth means trying to find it out by one's own speculation. So to understand this simply, a simple example is, if there is a very, very complex machine. Now, a person who is operating the machine, even if that person is very expert, he has operated that machine for 20 years, he may not know entirely the intricacies of the internal functioning of the machine. And he doesn't need to know it all. If he knows how the machine is to be operated, and how does he know it? Based on a manual. And if that manual has been written by a person who knows that machine through and through, and then the person who is operating the machine, the supervisor over there, the operator over there, his qualification is not that he is monkeying around with the machine, and because he has monkeyed around the machine for 20 years, so he knows now how it works. No, his qualification is that, first of all, he has got the manual from the right source, and secondly, he also has worked using the manual on the machine for a considerable amount of time. And not only he has worked, he has himself trained under a previous person who had worked with the machine. So the manual, as we know, like the scriptures, the person who is operating the machine is the spiritual master or the acharyas in the lineage. And the machine is the material world. It is all of us who are in the material world. And basically operating the machine means operating our body-mind complex in such a way that we can become liberated from material existence. So the acharya's qualification is not their claim that they are free from the four defects. It is their connection with the Supreme Lord through a disciplic lineage. And it is their adherence to the scriptural knowledge, which comes from a source that is free from the four defects. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked this question directly, that time, His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj is one of the senior leaders of our movement. So he was an editor for Srila Prabhupada. And as an editor, you know, he could notice that sometimes some statements were not grammatically perfect. He found that sometimes when Srila Prabhupada would quote verses, some verses would be half or some verses would be sort of half quoted or something like that. So then he asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, sometimes we see that the spiritual master commits mistakes. So Srila Prabhupada replied, the spiritual master never commits mistakes. But then he said, no, but we see that the spiritual master sometimes quotes verses wrong or gets some spellings wrong. He says, Prabhupada says, that is material vision. He says, that is irrelevant. You know, the spiritual master has not come to the world to exemplify and teach the world perfect grammar or perfect pronunciation or perfect memorization or perfect recitation. The spiritual master has descended to the world to teach people how to love Krishna by his own example and by his instruction to the world. So Srila Prabhupada said that is a material vision. And then Jayadvaita Maharaj, Satsuru Maharaj, all of them were there around. So Satsuru Maharaj then asked, then, Prabhupada, does that mean that we have an incorrect understanding of perfection? Prabhupada smiled and he said, yes. The perfection of the spiritual master is that he is repeating the message of Krishna. And that he is teaching all of us how to love Krishna. So, the perfection of the message of the spiritual master is that he is repeating the message that is coming from a perfect source. And he is not just repeating that message, he is also living that message. The Acharya has developed love for Krishna by applying that message in his own heart. And he is teaching us how to love Krishna. So, that is the perfection. And if we are going to go to scripture will give us a wide variety of knowledge. But all that knowledge is not the ultimate or essential purpose of the scriptures. Now, Krishna himself says, Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedyo. The ultimate goal of all scriptural knowledge is to know me. So it is that essential knowledge in which the spiritual master doesn't err. What is that essential knowledge? That essential knowledge is the essence of the scriptures, which is to know Krishna, to love Krishna, and to teach all of us to love Krishna. So that is the perfection of the spiritual master. And it is that perfection that the spiritual master can share with all of us if we connect with him. So that is the understanding of the Acharya's authority in sharing scriptural knowledge with us. Thank you. Are there any other questions?